What about the green tech sector? Some are calling it the next industrial revolution. Do you agree?
Certainly, I think it's a very important part of rebooting our economy and the world economy. And it is a little tragic that these capital-intensive businesses have been started at a time where capital might be harder to get. At the same time, that does create opportunities for more of the R&D to be done outside of large companies and in the risk envelope of, again, that powerful combination of venture capitalists and entrepreneurs.
But do you see it's something that's going to help sustain Silicon Valley through this slump?
There's no magic bullet that always sustains Silicon Valley. It's a very cross-industry valley. The press likes to find some sort of, they like to find, it's the holidays, so they like to focus on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So they forget about Prancer and Dancer and Donner and Blixen. Uh-huh. They want to see one kind of cartoon character of, salvation.
It's a great analogy.
And that's not how this really, really works. I mean, mm-hmm. Donner and Blixen have as big a roles as Rudolph. And so it does add another big piece to the palette of innovation that is part of the Mesopotamia of entrepreneurs, venture capitalists, lawyers, accountants, scientists that are Silicon Valley. But there is not one silver bullet that will allow us to navigate. It really is the uniqueness we have, and it's driven not by the price of oil, but by really dramatic changes in material sciences, software, all the pieces that allow new companies to bring higher value to very large marketplaces.